To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of set up shop here. Collins with it. Hands off to White. White turns, lowers his head, throws up a prayer. Was not answered. Pajewski with a rebound. Good defense by TJD. Here comes Pajewski. Right side melted in rhythm for a three ball. Good! It's 36-22. The Warriors are running in Chicago. It's their largest advantage of the first quarter.
Dub Nation, it's DeAnthony Melton. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, all of the Pat Spencer stuff, Jonathan Kuminga stuff, even Buddy Hield, kind of all of it is overshadowing what I think long term is the lead story of the last 3, 4, 5 days of Warrior basketball.
What you talk about, Willard?
That guy right there.
Yeah.
DeAnthony Melton. DeAnthony Melton.
Yeah. Whew.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah. Little change of pace, but just don't take Pat's minutes now.
No, that's different.
Yeah, it's different.
His minutes are going to get taken. The guy's name is Steph. So his minutes are going to...
No, Steph. We'll go ahead and slow play that little thigh bruise you have or whatever it is. It's Pat's time now. Let Pat cook.
We are coming to you live. Did you see Jimmy Butler? Jimmy Butler did a whole... I mean, it was one of those Instagram posts that had about 13 different videos and pictures about last night and whatnot. And obviously, I think, you know, I know he's been to a lot of places, but a win in Chicago probably feels some kind of way to Jimmy Butler, and he was very excited. And the whole soundtrack of the whole Instagram post was a play that funky music White Boy.
Oh, wow. Quentin Post. I mean, Quentin had a great game.
The first 3, 4, 5 posts were all Pat. All of them.
Yeah. Fun.
We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed in San Francisco. Kind of like y'all. Let's go back out to the phones. How about Fred in Richmond? Hi, Fred. Thank you for calling. What's up?
What's up, Willard and Dibs? Just chilling, man. Enjoying the rest of my day off from work. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to Pat Spencer because he's a grinder. You know, when we talk about talent, we all know that if you make it to the NBA, you have to have some type of talent. I mean, the 15th man on the roster is talented. You put him in a YMCA gym, and he'll be Michael Jordan. So at the end of the day, I feel sorry for Kuminga, but he's not doing what Steve Kerr is asking him to do, which is rebound and play defense. Scoring is gonna be a part of his game one day. Probably not with the Warriors, but that is what it is. You have to be a winning player. Pat Spencer, his minutes will be diminished a little bit because he's a two-way player. You know, he can only play 55 games this season because that's what his contract says he can play. But he's taking advantage of an opportunity, and I feel that as long as he do what he's supposed to do, he might get like a chance to be back with the Warriors next year. Like, what's the kid name from the lean kid from a couple of years ago? He took advantage of his opportunity, but it just didn't pan out for him because I think he's out the league now. So hopefully Pat Spencer just stays humble and see where this path takes him. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
Fred, appreciate it. I'll make anybody a bet right now that that's not the way that this ends up playing out. First of all, I think it's actually 50, not 55 games for Pat.
Yep.
Want to make sure everybody understands that doesn't mean games in which he plays. It's games in which he is active.
Right.
All of them count, whether he gets into the game or not. But the way he's going, let's put it this way. There is no way that a coach goes to a podium and goes, that dude is that mother jumper.
Right.
And then a month and a half later, they're like, well, we're out of games. So, bye. They're going to find a way to get this guy on the roster.
Of course.
They're just going to create a roster spot. They'll probably do it at the trade deadline. All you have to do is send out one more player than you bring in and make the money work. That's it. It's not, I mean, it's a little complicated. It's not that complicated.
Right.
They clearly like him. They're not going to let him go.
No, it's as easy as we like you and we're going to find a way. And so you get to JK Day, which is January 15th, which as you look now is 38 days away. It'll be 5 weeks from Thursday when they can possibly trade Kuminga. And if you look at that date and how many games that will have been in the season, it's less than 50. So you do have a little bit of wiggle room. And I also agree with you, Mark, that when you get to that point where you're going to make a trade, and I would put the Jonathan Kuminga trade, and you were doing like the trade-ometer, it's probably like a 90% likelihood that they trade him. And so when they trade him, if and when they trade him, they're going to make sure they have enough room to where they can convert Pat to be a guy who can stay.
888-957-9570. We're talking about the word talent. How do you go about defining the word talent? Because here's Jonathan Kuminga on one hand, all of that talent. And then meantime, the Warriors are playing the likes of Pat Spencer and Guy Santos and Quentin Post. It's second rounders. It's undrafted players, all of that. But what does that mean? What does that mean? That's what we're talking about. Like, if they're succeeding and they're winning basketball games like they did over the weekend, isn't that talent? I think these guys look pretty talented.
You have to have some talent to be able to do anything that they're doing in the association, like, you know, Guy and Quentin and Pat and whatever. You can't be in this league and not have any talent. So it just comes down to, like, what is your talent? And you mentioned Brock Purdy earlier, and I think that's a great comp where, you know, Brock in college, he went to Iowa State and he didn't really play against top flight competition. He didn't have a big arm. He's not really that fast. He's not that tall. He's not that anything. But when you look at him now, it's like, oh my, like his talent is his brain. Big Brock, you know, big brain Brock, and I almost did that. But
yes, sir.
I do think that when you look at talent, it comes down to more things than just like the eye-popping combine numbers.
Yeah, Marvin Livermore, you're next. Hi, Marv. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Great show, and you guys got me calling for three points. You guys seem to be moving the goalposts for Kuminga. Every time if he does something and they lose, you're like, oh, he doesn't impact winning. Well, the Warriors were 11-11. They had a losing streak when he didn't play, but not one day after a loss did you guys say anything about anybody impacting winning. So I think it goes to show the bias against JK.
Mm.
Because you guys don't, whenever they lose, nobody the next day says, oh, well, Steph, Pods, QP, whoever, didn't impact winning. But every time JK does something and they lose, it's like, well, he doesn't impact winning. And then, two, Mark, you kind of made my point, or qualified my point, when you brought up Jared Goff. Jared Goff was traded by the Rams for a 35-year-old quarterback because that coach didn't think he could win.
Right.
You look at Jared Goff now, right? Detroit. Nobody's really afraid of Detroit because of Jared Goff. They say you give Jared Goff some time, don't move his feet. Hey, like any quarterback, he's great. But he's not the reason they're going to win. He could be the reason that they lose. So that comparison to him and Justin Fields is kind of moot.
I don't agree with that at all, Marv. I mean, he's been a highly successful quarterback. He was a highly drafted player, obviously. But Detroit... you know, be that as it may with whatever their record is now, which is not bad, by the way. But Detroit is on a heater. And I don't know if you've seen the Lions play. Marv, have you seen the Lions play in person in the last few years?
What Jahmyr Gibbs is the reason in their offensive line, right? And they have Ramon Brown and all those that talent around him. But if they didn't have that talent, they wouldn't say Jared Goff is Josh Allen.
That's the Brock Purdy argument, and I've never agreed with it. I'm not going to compare them to Josh Allen. They're not Josh Allen, but those guys are really good. And the whole idea of they're only good if you surround them and they're not good if you don't, I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. Like, if you played a whole season, and Marv, thank you very much. We got to run. If you played, my opinion here, if you played a whole season of Lions football this year without Jahmyr Gibbs, but you also played a whole season with Jahmyr Gibbs and whatever schmuck is backing up Jared, I don't even know who it is, I guarantee you, I bet everything I had that the Jared Goff team had a better record in the NFL than the Jahmyr Gibbs team.
It's because the quarterback is that important.
Of course.
And look at Indianapolis, like the Colts. Like, what are we thinking about the Colts right now without Daniel Jones for the rest of the year? They're done. They're done. And they lost to Forrest Buckner, and their backup quarterback is just a guy. And yeah, so if you lose Gibbs, you still have David Montgomery. If you lose Goff, yeah, I'm with you. I don't know who their backup is.
Is it Eric Hipple? Who's a backup? I love when you don't even know the backup. Which, by the way, is also a nice little compliment in terms of durability to the starter. I don't even know who it is.
Nope.
All right. A lot of you still want to weigh in. We're not going anywhere. Bob Fitzgerald joining us in an hour. And again, another reminder, if you want to win that Steph or Draymond or Jimmy the Town Brown Warriors jersey, got to just keep listening. Every hour, every show, every day, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, we give out a keyword. The more keywords that you text in to 20357, the more entries you're going to have. We're sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track. This is Willard and Dibbs.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jackson Davis to Spencer. Spencer wheels right, throws to Santos. He's open above the break. That's no good. Mooney with the offensive rebound. Behind the back to Santos, who made a backdoor cut. And a beautiful assist by Moses Mooney. Makes it 49-34.
Bay Area is Moses Mooney. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I got breaking news.
Okay.
I do. So
is
do you.
It sounder worthy?
Maybe to some people.
Okay. Ooh.
That's probably about the right level.
I like a pump fake.
Yeah, just like a little. I was like, I can name that tune in one note. Like,
yep.
So you know how the these jerseys that were given away,
right?
Today,
right.
Tomorrow, Wednesday.
Yeah, I just found out during the break that I'm a keyword.
No.
No.
You are?
Yeah.
When?
Stay tuned. Anyway.
Just you?
I didn't see Willard on there. So.
None of the other hosts? Just you?
I don't know, Mark. Okay. I just saw me, and I was like, oh my God, I'm a keyword. You're like,
that's me.
And 1B, in case you hear it, 1B.
Okay.
But go ahead. What's anyway, your cute little breaking news?
Yeah, it's not cute little. Don't make it sound like a Sacramento King.
Oh.
But anyway, the Brown, the town. So, Steph and Draymond and Jimmy, and we've got the jerseys right here. Hey, YouTube. You know, these jerseys. Let me hold it up. We'll hold it up.
I love those jerseys.
That's Draymond Green right there. Yeah. Okay.
It's ironic that it says green and the jersey's actually brown.
It's brown, exactly. Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, we're giving these away and every hour, every show, today, tomorrow, Wednesday. But apparently, when we get to Wednesday, three more jerseys have been added.
Wait, what?
But they're not Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green jerseys.
Well, then, I don't know. I mean, Will Richard wears number 3. No, it would make sense that it'd be a Will Richard.
It's not a Will Richard.
I mean, Pods wears number 2.
No, that's way too sensitive.
Yeah. Wow. He played great yesterday.
He did.
So back up, everybody.
Yeah, you back off, Pods!
So who, like, what jersey?
Pat Spencer.
Bay Area, it's Pat Spencer.
Three jerseys. They've been added to the kitty. Yeah.
Bay Area, it's Pat Spencer.
Exactly.
I wear number 61, but I'm number 1.
That's
until
right.
30, he needs to come off the bench because I'm that mother jumper.
That's right. 30 is less than half of 61.
Not even close to 61.
That should be their new motto.
Yep.
Anyway, Pat Spencer jerseys.
Oh, my God.
The Brown, the town are on their way to 95.7, the game, overnight shipping, and they're going to be ready for Wednesday. Stay tuned, and we'll figure out how to give those away. Because I don't even know that yet.
I don't either. And you had me thinking about, like, when you get to the merch store, and we love those people down at the merch store. Mm-hmm. We've done many shows from there. Pat does what he does over the weekend. And so there's definitely a phone call that's made to the head of, like, acquisitions. Jim, this is Bill. We're going to need 1,000 Pat Spencer jerseys. The Warriors are back home Friday. We're going to need 61, S-P-E-N-C-E-R.
That's right.
We're going to need a blue. We're going to need a brown.
Brown.
We're going to need all of them.
A lot of brown.
Yeah. Go ahead and clear out all those old Klay Thompson half-price jerseys and the Kevon Looney clearance rack. We're going to need a whole Spencer wing. Pat Spencer jerseys.
Have they maybe stopped producing the Kuminga ones too? I'm just asking the question.
That was mean-spirited.
It's not mean. It's a question.
Look at Grandy.
What? Oh, sure.
He didn't like that.
You can all sit here and guarantee that he's...
I mean, what kind of question is that?
This guy's over here counting down to JK Day for the last 4 weeks, and I'm a jerk for asking if they're not putting more jerseys in the team store?
Yes and yes. I'm dealing with facts, January 15th.
I might be too.
Yeah, I mean, we should not...
You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we should probably reach out to the people at the team store.
Anyway.
And see, like, how they're approaching this Pet Sanity, you called it, during the break?
Well, you brought up Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
So I had to think on my feet.
I'm trying to get Jeremy on the show. Just because, like, the last time we had this level of a phenomenon, and the Lin Sanity was when he was a New York Knick.
By the way, Spen Sanity is better than Pat Sanity.
Sure.
I don't know if it's great, but it's better than Pat Sanity.
Yeah, and I don't know if two games, and it's been
four.
Okay.
It's four.
If four games qualifies as a sanity
in a row.
Sure. They're 2-2.
2-2.
Right.
It should be 3-1.
Well. Yeah.
But he threw the ball away.
He did.
Well,
right.
If you're going to have the nickname of insanity, then there's got to be some downs, too.
I guess.
You know what I mean? It's got to be a little chaotic. You got to mess up every now and again. All right. So anyway, but back to the jerseys that we do already have in hand and the fact that a keyword is coming this hour is coming within the next 10 minutes. Okay? So coming in about the next 10 or 12 minutes or so, stay tuned. The 3 o'clock keyword is coming. You'll text it to 20357 and you'll be in for the 3 o'clock hour today. But back to the phones, 888-957-9570. Oh, and I wanted, Marv made another, it was an accusation sensation. The idea that you and I are moving the goalpost on Kuminga because let's say he doesn't play and they lose, then we don't like attach those players to losing. And I'm thinking to myself, well, first of all, yeah, we do. And like, Jonathan Kuminga's not the only person who gets criticized on 95.7 The Game. That's not true. Had a whole thing last week about how Pods also had an agenda. And sure, I mean, yeah, he brought up Steph. Sure, we can, that's a different kind of criticism. Boy, yeah, Steph messed up last night. Shrug shoulders, move on. What are you going to do about it? It's Steph Curry. So all of these things are circumstantial and they're in the moment. And I don't think you can even compare them because the bottom line, whether y'all like it or not, like, look at what the Golden State Warriors are doing and look at what they have repeatedly been telling you now for the larger part of 11 months. What are they telling you? They're telling you that for whatever reason, there are a lot of moments where they put them in the game and it's just not feeling right for everybody. And I keep trying to like stress, Steve Kerr is not on an island making these decisions by himself. There are meetings, there are a lot of people, there are players, everyone's being talked to about this. And, you know, I don't know what you do with a weekend like this. You got no Steph Curry and no Draymond Green in the game. JK gets benched and the Warriors win by 1,000 on the road. I don't know what do you want to do with that?
I mean,
what do you want to do with it?
What are you supposed to do?
I mean,
the previous game, he starts and he goes 1 for 10. And like,
right.
You take him out late and you win by 5. And you won despite the fact that he did not play very well. And then the next game, you don't start, you don't play, and you win by 1,000. Like you said, you won by 32. And the game was never really in doubt. Like, they cut it to 8 a couple of times in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. And then you went out there and you absolutely motorboated Chicago. And you did all that without Steph and without Draymond and without JK. So what are you supposed to do? Like, you didn't play him and you won by a bunch. And so, yeah, I mean, I would love to see JK play like he did the first 5 games of the year. And I'm looking here, 33 minutes, 36, 24, 31, 26, 34, the first 6 games. And he was mostly really good. He scored. He rebounded. He played the right way. He played the way they wanted him to play. And then even further than that, he still played pretty well. And then he got hurt and he came back and it was kind of back to last year.
Just kind of, lost it.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I've been accused of being stubborn a lot in my life. Like, I'll wear that. That's fine. Boy, some of you JK fans, you are a stubborn bunch. Like, this is, I really appreciate it, Guru, for, by the way, like, you know what I mean? Because we've sparred for months and months, if not years on this. But Guru's like, come on, man, like, if you're kind of out of weapons today. Like, what is it you see? Like, if you're just making something up at this point, if you've decided, no, JK's a star, then everybody in the Warriors organization is dumb. I mean, really? Is that, like, every time you say something, oh, you're moving the goalposts.
Right.
Really? I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's possible that he goes somewhere and he plays well.
Sure.
And he makes an all-star team and he helps somebody go on and win. But what they've done here with him, without him, with him playing, you know, different roles, they've won, actually, since he's been here. So this year, and I look at just the weekend, in the fourth quarter against Cleveland, he played 2.5 minutes, and you went out there and you were able to still win the game. You held on, you won, and then yesterday he didn't play at all, and you went out and you beat Chicago by 30. So can you win without him? Yeah. Can you win with him? Sure. It's just a question of, like, what role is he playing? What role do you need him to play? And I think those two things are pretty far apart.
I wonder how people would answer this, because we got onto this conversation with all of these cool things that Pat Spencer is suddenly doing over the last 4 games. Obviously, there's a Kuminga conversation because we're back to DNPs. And this is, by the way, I think you could argue that yesterday was the worst DNP of them all. Because what people forget about the DNPs that came last year, there's totally a misremembering thing going on. People thought he came back from injury, and then Kyrgios, that stupid Kyrgios, stopped playing him. The first DNP came in the last game of the regular season.
Correct.
I was at that game.
Oh.
It was against the Los Angeles Clippers,
yeah.
And the Warriors were trying to stay out of the play-in tournament. And they didn't play Jonathan, and they lost in an incredible overtime battle with the Clippers. But the reason that that happened, and then it happened in the play-in games as well, is because the Warriors had gotten themselves to a spot where they were like, these are the really high-leverage games, and the Jonathan Jimmy Butler thing's not working right now, so we got to put it on hold. Well, those were the highest leveraged games. Yesterday was not.
Nope.
This is the first time that Steve Kerr has decided on a Sunday in December with a record of what, 12-12 or whatever the hell they were?
Yep.
Like, yeah. And with no Steph and no Draymond.
Right.
He's just like, yeah, we're not doing. That's the worst narrative so far by far.
Agreed. I mean, it's a thin bench, and yet you still would rather not play Jonathan Kuminga, and you didn't play GP2 either, and that's fine. He plays or he doesn't play. It depends on the matchup, but you chose to go with Gee a bunch, and Gee and Pat and Quentin and Will, all these other young pups, but JK is a guy who couldn't even go out there, and like, we're going to give you 6 or 8 minutes to start, and let's just see. Let's see what we have tonight with you, JK. No, he didn't get that, and then he didn't even get the kind of what Moses Moody would get last year, which is, we're getting blown out.
Some crumbs.
Yep. Come on, Moses. Get in there and get some crumbs. But which I guess is, it makes sense because you don't want JK to go in there and possibly get hurt if you want to trade him. But he got nothing yesterday at all.
888-957-9570. But we got on this conversation because we were talking about the word talent. I wonder the way so many define it about like athleticism and, as you put it, the ha-ha and all these things. Like, is there anybody on the Warriors roster who's more talented than Jonathan Kuminga? Or are there tons of people on the Warriors roster more talented than Jonathan Kuminga? I don't know. How would you answer that?
Well, it depends on what you consider talent. Like, Steph Curry has a hand-eye coordination that is maybe better than anyone in the history of humanity.
Yeah.
Like, if Steph Curry grew up in England, you could see him as a dart thrower. Honestly, I mean,
wow,
I don't know if you've
golfs,
ever seen, like,
I could see him doing anything that's hand-eye coordination related.
I mean, if he grew up in, I don't know, Minnesota, and his dad wasn't an NBA player, he could be a pro bowler.
Sure.
He could be a golfer. He could be, one of those people who's playing cornhole. He could be the best cornhole player ever.
Probably really good at that, actually.
I'm sure he's amazing at that. Yeah. So when you talk about talent, like Steph Curry, the baby-faced assassin, 6'3", and when he came in the league, he was just this skinny, like, baby-faced, like, oh, yeah, you can shoot. Cute. I mean, you'll never be like Kyle Korver or J.J. Redick, right?
I mean, see, that's interesting the way you put it, because I think maybe I think about this backwards. To me, maybe the more talented person is the person who does more with less. Who's more talented, Steph or Shaq?
Probably, like, from a talent standpoint, Steph.
Right.
Like, Shaq had an unbelievable genetic advantage.
Completely. As does someone like, if you want to talk about on the Warriors right now, just baseline genetic advantage, Kuminga, number one.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
So who's more talented? I mean, I got Pat Spencer out here, who's 6'2" and looks like he's sitting next to you at a blackjack table, and he's out here now owning a week and getting Jimmy Butler to do IG posts, play that funky music, white boy, and his coach is going, patch that mother jumper.
Yep.
That, like, I think I could make that's talent. You're squeezing the orange, Pat.
Yeah, it just depends on what you consider talent, and, you know, it's some of the all-time greats, like LeBron and Michael Jordan, they had both. They had natural gifts combined with talent, and combined with an unbelievable drive.
And that's how you end up as the best ever.
Right. Yeah. And so if you're Pat Spencer, do you have talent? Yeah. You are an amazing lacrosse player, one of the best to ever do it. He actually won the Heisman Award for lacrosse when he was in college. So yeah, you're very talented at what you did. And then you're also a good basketball player. So yeah, he's very talented, but We don't look at him and see him like go up and have a follow dunk or, you know, take off in the foul line and dunk on somebody. So we look at things differently.
Pete in San Ramon, thanks for waiting. Hey, Pete, thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Back to talent. One of the definitions I've seen is an individual's natural abilities, skills, and aptitudes that make them well-suited for specific roles or tasks. But the other one I really like is the ability to do things in a very skilled fashion as if it was second nature. And I think that's kind of what Spencer's doing. Now, here's two things about Pat Spencer, and, of course, I got to mention Maryland. There's a triangle between D.C., Baltimore, and Annapolis that is lacrosse crazy and basketball crazy. It's where Kevin Durant comes from, Adrian Dantley, Len Bias, Pat Spencer, right in the middle of that. He double-lettered junior high school and high school in both sports. He was 5'10 when he graduated high school and decided, in spite of basketball being his love, which he's mentioned lately, he said, I probably have better success at my height playing lacrosse. So he did that for 4 years. The best lacrosse, college lacrosse player in the country. And then he went to Northwestern for another year to play some basketball to get back to what he wants to really do. Here he is. He's doing pretty good. He's talented. That's what I know.
Yeah, Pete, you know a lot. Thank you. And again, that's like the whole reason for this conversation. One, I find it kind of fascinating the way we all talk about it. But, you know, this idea of, is Jonathan Kuminga's talent being wasted? Or if you want to label that, like you've brought up Trey Lance today.
Yep.
Or heck, obviously,
we could
do this with anybody, right? Marco Luciano gets just completely outright let go by the Giants last week. His batting practice sessions were epic. They're absolutely epic. But this goes to the whole idea of, and we talk about it a lot with the 49ers, Warriors too recently. And I think most fans are almost always frustrated with the way their team drafts, because that's just being a fan. When you're a fan, you can think of all the times that you messed up the draft. Well, listen, just the fact that teams mess up drafts, doesn't that tell you something about talent? In other words, I don't think we can see talent the way we think we can. When we look at Jonathan Kuminga, and I'm like, I see talent, and I'm like, you don't know. I see a skill set. I see someone who can jump really high.
Right.
I see somebody who has had flashes where he looks brilliant. But I can't tell you, and this is actually part of the problem with him, is that after 4.5 years, I still can't tell you exactly what he is or how talented he is. In and of itself, that's a little bit of a problem.
It can be, and I do think that it comes down to exactly what you're describing. And as you were talking, I was thinking about Fred Warner. Fred Warner, who was a safety at BYU, and he was a guy who, I mean, he played safety, and he was probably too big to be a safety, but he was not projected to be what he's become. And he comes to the Niners, and he turns into a linebacker, and now he's on his way to the Hall of Fame because of what he became, and he became that because, yes, he had talent. They all have talent. All these athletes in the bigs, in the pros, whatever, they have talent. But do you have that stuff? Like, Kobe Bryant was amazing early, but Kobe went from, man, good little player at Lower Merion, more than that, I know, but turned into one of the best of all time. Steph Curry is a similar example where, yeah, he's a son of a knockdown shooter, and he was a knockdown shooter, but he went from that to this because of talent, yes, but because of work ethic, dedication, and all the rest of it. And so, to your point, when you draft somebody, you don't really know like the other stuff. Like, what are you going to do? How much work are you going to put in to become that guy?
Okay, we're going to keep taking calls on this. I want to squeeze in the 3 o'clock hour keyword.
Okay.
It's not Dibley.
Oh, man.
It's close. If you want to win that Steph, Draymond, or Jimmy Butler, the Town Brown jersey, text the keyword dribble. Dribble.
Mm.
Not dibble or not dibbly. Nope. Dribble. Dribble to 20357. That's dribble to 20357 for your chance to win one of the three jerseys right now. We're giving out a different keyword every hour, so 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour still ahead. The other shows tomorrow and Wednesday as well. All three shows every hour, every day for 3 days, so stay tuned for your chance. And keep entering as many times as possible. Dribble to 20357. How about Father Time in Napa? What up, FT? What are you doing?
What up, dogs? Happy Monday.
Yeah, man.
I wanted to talk about talent, but then so many topics came across the board in the last 20 minutes. So here's the way I want to start. Great unanswerable questions. Why do baseball managers wear uniforms?
Ah.
And why hasn't anybody asked Pat Spencer why he's wearing number 61?
I don't know if anybody has. I'm sure somebody's asked him that somewhere along the road. But let's be real. You want to know what my answer for that, Father Time, is? I don't think anybody's been all that interested up until now. And I'm sorry if that sounds like rude, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't know that anybody's done a deep dive on Pat Spencer before now. He was viewed as end of the bench just because someone needs to be their guy.
It's a weird number, for sure.
I
dig it. Don't get me wrong. I dig it. And I think it's going to, like you guys were talking about, I think it's going to move some jerseys. Speaking of jerseys, grabbing a Jonathan Kuminga jersey is going to be kind of ironic and hipster down the road when he's cool and doing it for somebody else. It's kind of like the Free Jonathan t-shirt. That's why they're going to hold on to him in the pro, sales place. Next thing I want to say is talent. You guys are talent. Talent is driven by can you produce, but the way it starts is numbers. And so that's, as you all know, that's, vertical leap, that's 40-yard dash, that's everything you can measure. The thing that they can't measure is heart. That's what they want to call it. Who knows what it is? Or intangibles.
Right.
And how they see that is challenging. It's really hard. That's why it's a crapshoot, man. Like, they drafted Steph Curry, and do they think he was turning into Steph Curry? No.
No.
Ever.
Well, nobody could So, Father Time, thank you. We got to run. Nobody, everybody hopes that someone becomes an all-star. I don't think when anybody's drafting anybody, maybe LeBron, like when there's that kind of hype.
Right.
Are you thinking, boy, I hope we just got one of the greatest players who's ever stepped on earth. Iconic. Like,
right.
That's
yeah, Wembanyama, the same thing.
Yeah.
And I have the answer as to why he wears 61, and I'll share that on the other side.
Ooh, that's fun. More of your calls, too, and Bob Fitzgerald's in a half hour. Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit him at meritamerica.org/super. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, Willard and Dibbs.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Butler, one-on-one. Booz Ellis just bangs into him, throws to the far corner. Covered there is Heald. Out to Spencer. Checks the clock with five. Comes in, spins. Fadeaway jumper over. White is good. He has absolutely no fear. 8:33 to go in the third quarter. Pat Spencer highlighting a 7-0 Warriors run.
Bay Area, it's Pat Spencer. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
That was a fun aside. We're gonna go right back to the phones in a sec.
Yeah, yeah, we can talk about it.
Well, yesterday, you just brought up Red Zone.
Yes. Yeah, so my wife and I love her dearly.
Well,
and,
that's the idea. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I only say that because she's not listening. But she went grocery shopping at about 9:30, and so
gotta go earlier. I went at 8:30.
She might have gone earlier than that, but. We try not to inundate our 3-year-old with TV, so her show's over, the TV's off, and then we get to about 9:55, and my wife's not back yet, so I was thinking, dot, it's time for Red Zone. Yeah. So I put it on, and you know we caught the countdown from about 4 minutes down, and then I said, Myla, look, and right about 10, so she's counting it down from 10 down to 0, and then dot, and she says, where'd the numbers go? I said, honey, the numbers are gone. It's time for Scott, dot. It's Uncle Scott.
From Sunday.
Yeah, and so, yeah.
I could use, I know the Niners felt like it took a long time, but I could really use a week 14 bye every year. Because week 14 is fantasy football make the playoffs day.
Yep.
And it was really fun to just stick Red Zone on for the whole day and just stress out the entire time. And just watch all of it. All of it.
Yep.
And just grind on every 5-yard run. Come on, Travis Etienne or whatever you needed. And then I showed you. I ended up losing to my son by 0.4 points.
Heartbreaking.
One of those stupid things.
You hate to see it. That was me all last year.
Yeah, it's tough. But anyway.
Yep. Luckily, I didn't have to grind over the playoffs because I've already clinched. And
yeah,
you might actually get me this week. Fine, whatever. But
probably not.
No,
doesn't matter.
And I'd love to win because then I get the 4-5 matchup with Lucas. And
oh, then I'm rooting for you.
His team is vulnerable.
Yeah, it doesn't do it. What? No, like have the two of you play each other.
Yeah.
I don't mean I'm rooting for him to beat you. I'm rooting for him to play you. That's fun. We can do something with that next week.
Sure.
Yeah, let's freak out.
And then next week, you can admit what you were afraid to admit right
What's
there.
What's that?
You are rooting for me to beat him.
I haven't decided yet.
Scott, Totally.
Yeah.
I just got to stay out of Grandy's half of the bracket.
I got to see which one of you is nicer to me this week. And then I'll root for him.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
just don't pick yourself because your picks stink.
Dude, we'll get to it, but turn up the heat in here. Dude, freezing. Ice, baby.
I told you not to pick the Chiefs.
Whatever.
I did.
Andy Reid.
I mean.
We'll get into it later.
Let's do it later, yeah. Because analytics have killed the radio star. Yeah, I mean, what are we, anyway.
It finally got to him.
Right.
And he doesn't do that.
No, he did. And he lost again.
Yep.
888-957-9570. Is Pat Spencer more talented than Jonathan Kuminga?
Stop.
Well, no, I really am fascinated by the definition of the word. I mean, one of them is a current rotational piece in the NBA, and one of them's not.
Right.
So I don't care which one's taller, which one's got more muscles, which one jumps higher, which one was drafted higher. Hell, we coined draftism on this show. I don't like it. You don't need all of these measurables to be talented, and measurables do not guarantee talent. So Jonathan Kuminga, they're all incredible, and he has a tremendous amount of talent, and that is well proven. But I think there are a lot of other people who have talent as well, and we don't call it that because we are so fixated basically on what I find to maybe not even be the appetizer. You know what I mean? This would be like looking at a menu at a restaurant and then just freaking out about the way it's written as opposed to how it tastes when you get it. Like, I don't care. You know, go to Cheesecake Factory. That thing's got every single country and every meal. It's all in there. What if that was all you needed? And then you just go home. It's free. Boy, hun, that menu, whoo, it's incredible.
Right.
You know, a lot of words, got a lot of pages, all kinds of stuff in there. But you never bother to find out, has it taste? Is it working for you?
Right.
Does it feel like it's worth what you spent?
It wasn't Saturday night.
You know?
I won't say where we went, but for the first time in maybe 8 years, I sent the entree back.
No. Okay.
I never do that. Like, if it's subpar, I'm going to eat it. Okay. It's the way I was raised. You know?
What if something's wrong with it?
Well, something was wrong with this. It was wildly overcooked, and it was like eating sandpaper. And like 3 bites in, I was like, I can't even do this.
What if they bring you the wrong thing? You send that back, don't you?
Sure. Okay. I mean, but that's not sending something back. That's like, hey, you messed up.
Right.
Like, oh, I ordered a turkey club and you sent me a BLT. Yeah. Like, okay, yeah, this is the wrong one. This was what I ordered, but it was just woefully, woefully unsatisfactory.
Text me the name of the place.
I will.
All right.
Yeah.
And then I'll say it on the air.
You won't.
No, I won't.
No. I actually asked the server, I said, is the chef, is he new? And she's like, yeah, he is.
Ooh.
I said, go on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but you can go back in a couple of months. He won't be new anymore.
No, never. Never again.
Wow.
Well, and I didn't Yelp him.
No.
But I might.
You will. Grudge holder. All right. Let's go to Vince in the city. Hi, Vince. What are you doing?
Just on my way home, sitting in traffic. But, you know, so I want to talk about this whole JK thing, right? So at the beginning of the season, I was almost ready to walk back the JK knock that I had against him, because for those first 5 games, he played within the system, he was in the flow of the offense, and he was doing everything that it seemed like the Warriors needed him to do. There's no doubt about it. Dude is a super freak athlete. But I feel like once Steph got hurt and he had to take those minutes, he reverted back to how he's been the last season, even 2 seasons ago, which actually, now thinking about it, reminded me a lot of Clay in the last few years when he came back, where he was really pressing and really hunting his shot and was hunting his and was no longer really in the flow of the offense, which kind of screwed everything up. Now, Clay is Clay and JK is JK. So one's going to get way more of a leash than the other. As far as talent goes, you cannot argue that Pat Spencer is not more skilled than JK, because he is. He got a handle. He got a jump shot. His decision-making is better. He takes care of the ball. He plays defense. He gives you effort. JK seems to have only relied on his athleticism to get him by. I don't know what he's been working on in the off seasons that he's had, because his game is still the same. Mid-range, post-up. Spin move, back a guy down, try to get to the lane, doesn't work, take a bad shot. I don't know what else there is that he's changed since he's came into the league. Everybody's been waiting for him to hit that next level, and I don't know if he's going to hit that next level, at least here. Send him somewhere to Washington, right, where he can just get shine and go shoot a bunch of shots and whatever. He's not going to win any basketball games that way. He's going to get good numbers, but I don't know what he's actually going to do to help a team win.
Vince, thanks. I mean, I think the only fair thing to say, and we can all have our opinion about what it would look like somewhere else. I don't know. I don't know what it would look like. But similar to how Vince is like, is not going to win somewhere else. I don't know that you can definitively say that yet. But also, you cannot definitively say what I hear a lot of other people say, which is, man, you know he's going to average 25 a night somewhere else. You do not. You do not know that. You just don't. And now Vince said something. He didn't even use the word talent. He said Pat Spencer is more skilled than Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know if I would use that word, but I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Again, like, are we just talking about the baseline of things you see when someone walks into the room? Or does it actually matter to you how this all manifests itself on the court?
Well, I mean, talent and skill. If you want to, like, really get into the words, to me, talent is much more about the raw athletic gifts, and skill is more about refinement. And you know what? Pat Spencer should be more skilled than Jonathan Kuminga, Pat Spencer, born on July 4th, the next time we celebrate America's birthday and we celebrate Pat Spencer's birthday, he's going to be 30. Pat Spencer will be 30 when America turns, I guess that'll be 100 or 200 and whatever it is, 200 and something.
250. Ooh, that's a big one.
250.
What are we all doing?
Yeah, I mean,
what are we doing?
We're gonna throw America a big old party.
Grandy is pumping his fist like he's gonna go to an Oregon game or something like they don't play in July.
America's gonna be 250, and he'll be 30. So, should Pat Spencer be more skilled, quote unquote, than Kuminga? Absolutely. He played 4 years of college lacrosse. He played a year of D1 basketball. He played high school basketball, and he's almost 30 years old. So if you want to talk about skill, is he more refined than Kuminga? Yeah, he better be.
See, that's interesting, though. I don't know if there's a should. You know what I mean? Is he more refined? Is he more skilled? Jonathan Kuminga's had way more NBA minutes, way more NBA coaching, way more people focused on his outcome. No?
Yes,
I mean, way more in investment in terms of time and money and all of those things.
I get that, but also Pat Spencer had way more probably high school and youth basketball experience than Kuminga had. I don't know what Kuminga did growing up in the Congo.
Yeah, I don't even know when he first picked up a ball. I have no idea how far back that goes. But, you know, a lot of people are always like, well, Jonathan didn't play college basketball. Well, Pat, you know, I mean, what was he doing? Like, so
he was playing lacrosse.
Yeah,
he's probably playing intramurals at Loyola of Maryland. I mean,
that does not count.
No, but
I played intramurals for all of college.
Right, and you're more skilled at the end of your college than you were probably at the beginning of it.
I can take second place in your knockout tournament if you want me to, but that's about as far as I can go.
You better make sure that Grandy gets a sick day next year.
Dude,
give yourself a chance to win that
thing. We're gunning for you so hard. There's two people in my life who have three-peat on their brain, and everything around them is my son, the family league in fantasy, this is its third year. He's won both years.
Abe or Jude?
Abe.
Okay.
And he's the two seed this year, so he's, peacocking. I don't even know why the rest of you are coming to the playoffs.
Wow.
Like, and then Grandy over here, with which will be next March, is going to be going for a knockout tournament three-peat.
Yep.
And same thing, where like both events have only been around for 3 years. Like no one in the world has won one of these other than those two humans.
Yeah.
That's it. And we got to put an end to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay strong, Abe.
Hey, invite Brooks to the knockout tournament. Yeah. Take that, Grandy. Brooks.
Go back to talking about Kuminga.
Survivor champion.
That's right.
Yep. Odyssey. San Francisco.
And he is a person.
Potentially.
I introduced him to both of you guys.
There is a person. I don't know if that's actually Brooks.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
But anyway.
He could be AI. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.